Hey everybody, how you doing? This is Bill Williamson, this is Silver Black Pride. This is our weekly podcast. And at least for the last 2 weeks, it's been kind of a glum podcast as far as football goes. Raiders on a losing streak. Last week, you know, the theme of my podcast after a 7-point loss, 23-16 at the New York Giants, was, you know, I don't know if there's anything to worry about here. Team stumble. You know, is that, you know, November nosedive that began 2 years ago, the last 2 years, is this about to start? I had my doubt. I didn't know. Now, after a complete shellacking at the hands of the Kansas City Chiefs at home, 41-14 on Sunday night for the whole country to see. You know, it's harder to make that argument. I still don't know if this is... I mean, do I think the Raiders are just going to, like, win one more game? I don't think so. Right now, if I had to guess, I think it's an 8 or 9 win team, and that's disappointing when you're at once 5-2. I think they're average. I think they're going to win. They're going to look good some weeks. They're going to look bad some weeks, and that's the way it's going to be. You know, the big picture is that this NFL, the NFL is wild. It's week to week. We've talked about this plenty of times. We'll talk about it more. But this year is really a glaring example of how week to week this league truly is. And there's no rhyme or reason. It's just not Raiders. It's all over the place. Pick a team. Pick a contender. Buffalo plays a complete stinker and loses to Jacksonville. Bounces back against the Jets. Dallas, complete stinker against Denver. Comes back and blows doors on the Falcons. It's truly week to week. So it's like, how is a team going to get to the Super Bowl? Well, you're going to have to be pretty good, of course, and that hasn't changed, but you're going to need some injury help, you're going to have to get hot, and you're going to need a little luck. And the Raiders can do all that. I mean, they can do all that. I'm not sitting here pounding the table saying the Raiders are still a Super Bowl contender, or if they were ever a Super Bowl contender, but my point is it's wide open. Like the road to Texas to Oklahoma, wide open. You just don't know. So they can still certainly make a playoff push. They have to, I think. That's the only way this staff is kept. But the tough thing is that there's 12 teams in the AFC that have at least 5 wins. And the Raiders are one of those teams, and they have 5 wins. Think about that. That's 75% of the conference. 12 out of 16 teams are in the thick of it. So only 7 go to the playoffs, right? So, and that's one too many in my opinion. My curmudgeon-y opinion. Old school opinion. Hell, I remember there's only 4 teams that went. But 6 was a good number. But anyways, I digress. So, they're not in great shape. And this game, you know, we call that AFC West, that big AFC West game against the Chiefs, a huge game, and it was. But this is a big one, too, the wild card hunt. If the Raiders don't win the division, they're only 1 out of the division. All 4 teams have at least 5 wins in the AFC West. Because they're playing the Bengals. The Bengals are super similar to the Raiders. They're 5-4. They were 5-2 at one point. They've lost 2 straight. They're coming off their bye this week. So this is a big game for both these teams. So if one of these teams is going to be 5-5, unless there's a tie, but God, we don't like those. Those are awful. So if you're 5-5, and then there's going to be that many teams ahead of you, you might be in a little bit of a trouble spot. And the Raiders' schedule is going to get tougher, and it is getting tougher, finally. I thought it was very weak, especially in the middle. But they took advantage of it, other than the Giants game. So this is a pretty gigantic game. But again, on the flip side, is that if they win it, they're 6-4 and they're in solid shape depending on what other teams do. But they got to get their butts in gear. The hat is the crux of the situation. And you know, wouldn't you know it, the offense is starting to struggle. Offense has been weird. It's averaging 23 points a game. In its 5 wins, it's averaging 31 points a game. In its 4 losses, it's averaging 13 points a game. So there's a consistency issue. You know, they're struggling on offense in really every phase. A little concerned about Josh Jacobs. He's just not getting it done. He's just not getting it done. Not in a spectacular fashion at all. 3.7 yards of carry this year. He's been banged up, but, you know, they said he was healthy the last couple of weeks. 16 yards and 7 carries. Yeah, he's not getting great blocking, but he's not doing much for himself either. But I'm not selling him short. I'm not saying it's over for him at all. But he needs to get in gear. They need to get ball born to Waller. They need, you know, more diversity from the receivers in terms of, they got, you know, this receiver is a diverse group as far as different skills go. And they got to get more from guys. They got to get more from Jay Jones. They got to get more because, now, Bryan Edwards had a decent game, but he only had 3 catches, but he had a decent game at 88 yards. Didn't do anything against the Giants. You're not going to win games if your leading receiver, you know, if it's Hunter Renfrow getting 7 catches for 50 yards. He needs to be more of a complimentary piece. And a heck of a complimentary piece. But, you know, Henry Ruggs isn't there and he's not coming back. You know, they missed that element. And is Deshaun Jackson going to give to him? Maybe. I mean, you know, the play that he had the one time he touched the ball was a disaster, and it was really the end of the game. I don't know if it was, quote, the turning point, because let's face it, they were getting worked by the Chiefs all game long. Yeah, it would have made it closer, but, and that was the end, but I don't blaming the loss on that one play. I guess that's what I'm saying here. That'd be a little too easy. He did catch the ball. He did get, you know, 38 yards, so they're going to need to get him more into that. And I don't think, this is a 14-year vet, I don't think that one play is going to fry him. I don't think he's, you know, it's going to mentally shatter this cat. I think he's be fine, and they need him. You know, the defense got exposed a little bit. Max still had a nice game. But, you know, they didn't get any sacks, and, you know, Abrams not good in coverage. So the defense needs a little bit of a bounce-back game, too, I would say, wouldn't you? And what do we hear about Patrick Mahomes all and the Chiefs' offense? They looked pretty vintage to me. That was a dominant performance. Now the Raiders going into Kansas City just in a month, maybe even less than a month. I think it's the 12th of December. Yeah, less than a month. I would be surprised if the Raiders win this game. I guess at this point I'm not going to be surprised if the Raiders win or lose any game. You know, we pick games at Silver and Black Pride, and I have a great staff. Matt Holder, Marcus Johnson, B.D. Williams, another guy's coming on soon that you may know. We're going to make that announcement in early December when he starts. We pick games every week, and I've picked the Raiders every freaking week. I'm still kind of surprised I picked them against Baltimore, but I did. But every week I thought they were going to probably win. This is the first week I don't think they're going to win. I guess. I don't know. Hell, I don't know anymore. But, yeah, they got to get together. You know, Carr after the game. And I'm a Carr fan. You know, he is what he is as a player. I think he's above average quarterback. We talked about that. Some days he's going to have good games, some days he's going to have bad games. It's just like every quarterback. Look at Matthew Stafford. Who's a comparable player to Carr over their careers? And he was MVP candidate this year, and he struggled the last 2 weeks. It happens. Doesn't mean it's not going to happen anymore. He can be fine. But, you know, sometimes his things he says is just a little too cheery. You know, we don't think we're going to nose that because this team is different. And it's like, come on. Fans don't want to hear this crap-a-roo. Especially after a 27-point home loss to a division rival in a huge game. We need to see it. And if you think I'm knocking Derek Carr, that's your take. I am not. It's very factual. I enjoyed every conversation I had with him. It's just, people are sick of hearing it. You gotta do something. And this is how fickle things are. I'm seeing people say, oh, you know, he's been there 8 years. Maybe this should be the end. Maybe he needs a change of scenery, and maybe the team needs a change of scenery. Maybe. But it's only been a couple bad games, guys. He was an MVP candidate earlier in the year, and maybe he will be again later. He is going to have some good games the rest of this season. Mark my words on that. He is. So let's not go crazy about replacing the dude. Because if you replace him, you got to friggin' replace him with somebody, right? And it's not going to be Mariota. You know what I mean? So be careful what you wish for. But it's going to be fascinating what the new coach does. If the new coach comes in, is he going to keep Bradley? Is he going to keep Carr? Is Mark going to keep Mike Mayock? You know? Even like a guy like Alec Ingle, who's hurt for the rest of the year. What if it's a new system, a new head coach, and a new offensive system, and they don't use the fullback much? Is there room for a fullback on the team? Now, the thing about Ingold is, that's a hard dude to replace. And I think the Raiders are going to really miss him the rest of the year for football and leadership. But if this is hypothetical, if a new coach comes in and doesn't want a fullback, well, that's a heck of a special teams player. And that's a heck of a leader. So I certainly think he should be kept. But the point is, who freaking knows? Change is going to be upon us. So the best thing to hope for is this team gets it together this week, takes a deep breath, gets ready for a short week in Dallas, and sees what happens. If not, this thing could snowball. And then we're going to be talking about, you know, January and the roster a lot coming up. We don't want to do that, right? We want to see victories. We want to see the offense get together. We want to see Jacobs get together. We want to see Waller's getting more opportunities. We want to see Carr not make, you know, freaking 5 turnovers in the last 2 games. Want that to, 4 turnovers in the last 2 games. Want that to stop. Want the defense to maybe cover somebody and finish plays and get sacks and help wins. And it's possible. And it might happen this week. But the Raiders have given us reasons to doubt. Now it's their time to give you, the fan, reason to be excited again, because you deserve it. So let's wrap this show up. Keys to the Bengals game. You got to stop Chase. You got to keep him and Burrow in check. You got to start fast. You got to make them work for it. You can't give them the ball. All of a sudden, the Raiders are great with turnovers. Now they're not. 5 turnovers in their first 7 games, 5-2. 5 turnovers in their last 2 games, 0-2. That's a direct correlation. You know, Jago's got to run the ball. No stupid penalties. Maybe, just maybe, they'll win again. It's certainly possible. So, hey, you're not going to take too much of your time. I don't like sitting here just yakking and yakking, making myself sound smart, because I certainly don't. But hopefully it gave you a little perspective. Hope I gave you a little hope. Hope I made you a smarter Raider fan, because you know that's always my goal. We'll talk to you soon. This is Bill Williamson. This is Silver and Black Pride. Take it easy, be safe, be happy. We'll talk to you next week.